At the Canterbury, our good mate Robin Trevor Jones is joining us with Red G'day. Morning, Robin.
Good morning, Andre.
The horses slowly progressing towards the Sydney Cup. Everything going to plan?
Yeah, everything's going good, to be honest. We had a little bit of a hit out this morning. We quickened up over the last 500 metres. Well, we've sort of let him quicken up because he'd be doing it himself if we weren't restraining him.
Yeah.
And he's done it nicely. Very pleased.
Well, that's good that he's making progression. Do you feel that his fitness level is absolutely now nearing its peak for this race?
Look, he could run this Saturday if we really wanted. Yeah. He seems in good form. The race is a week on Saturday, so we've just got to be a little bit careful with him. We don't want to do too much too soon.
Yep.
Things are going the way we're planning anyway.
I know talking to you off air earlier in the morning, you were looking at Hartnell there on Saturday and thinking, gee, he's going to be hard to beat in a 2 mile Sydney Cup.
Yeah, look, off 52 kilos, he's thrown in, isn't he? He's got to be the one that we've all got to respect from that weight. He'll take quite a lot of beating with 52 kg.
You know him from UK. I know he's older now, obviously, and he might be more mature and he's really kicked into his racing, but you've seen him race at these sort of trips over in the UK.
Yes, Andrew, we have. He's gelded as well. He's a year older. He won a race at the Royal Meeting over 2 miles, so the trip wouldn't worry him. He was very impressive on the eye to watch win the BMW.
He certainly was. Geez, he burst through. But I guess the one thing with your horse, and we saw it in Melbourne in the Australian Cup, he's just a dead-set two-miler, isn't he?
Well, you're absolutely right. Anything, would we say, from a mile and six at home to the 2 miles, that is his best trips, and he's very effective over those trips. And it does take good horses to beat him if they can beat him.
Mate, do you leave Steve on your regular track work rider, or does Hugh come out and get a feel?
No, Steve has ridden him basically all his work for the last 4 years. There's no reason to put anybody else on. Steve can let me know and tell me everything about the horse I need to know. So I wouldn't be changing that for anything.
Understand. The trainer, Ed Dunlop, we've seen him in Melbourne for the spring. Are we going to see Ed in town for the Sydney Cup?
Well, all being well, he's due to get in here a week on Thursday. You know, hope, fingers crossed, everything's all right at home and he'll be here.
Yeah, no, let's hope so. It'll be starting to warm up over there a little bit now, won't it?
Well, weather-wise, I believe they've had a few wet days, but we had our first turf meeting last Saturday at Doncaster. We had a few horses run, then we had a couple run on the Sunday. One ran very well, finished second. So the horses at home must be starting to get into a little bit of form.
Yeah, let's hope so for when you head back with Red Cadeau. Mate, we'll stay in contact. He's the colt horse of the Sydney Cup. I know Hartnell's going to be extremely tough to beat, but a lot of people will be wanting to back Red Cadeau as well. Thanks, Robin.
No worries.
Robin Trevor Jones out there at Canterbury in the quarantine base with Red Cadeau. Some other news snippets for you. I'm still waiting for those fields for Saturday to come out in full. Griante for David Brideau ran a beauty last Friday night in the William Reid. It's back to Sydney in the Sapphire on Saturday week, and then they'll focus in on the Sangster and the Goodwood. So that's the plan with Griante. I saw Self Sense run down there in the Albury Cup. It's probably going to target a race, a rich $250,000 Vobis Gold race coming up on the 18th. That's where Self Sense will be going. But certainly Griante, it's going to be running on Saturday week in the Sapphire. And while we're on the Victorian trainers, Lee and Shannon Hope, Pittsburgh Flyer, accepted this morning for the PJ Bell. And Joe Marrera is going to take the ride on Saturday. Let's talk about the country championships. The big race comes up on Saturday. Todd Willans from Muswellbrook. He's got Artley in the final after a devastating burst of speed to win the wild card race last Sunday. Morning, Todd.
Yep.
Morning, Todd. How's the horse Artley come through?
Mate, we've been very happy with the progress. He's been right on his food and everything since. So, onwards and upwards, very happy.
I know he's a horse that does appreciate a hot tempo, but were you even blown away by the way he won last Sunday?
Yeah, I expected a nice performance, but I didn't sort of think he'd kick away and win like that. But, you know, it just shows the horse's true potential.
It certainly did. I mean, where does he come from?
He's owned by a bunch of owners in Singleton, and they send all their horses to me. They're really good supporters of Moran, which is really good.
I'm waiting for the barrier to come out. Is it important with Art Lee, or is it more important that there's pace in this country championship final?
50-50. The barrier is going to mean a lot, but there's going to the pace is more sort of. I'd rather there be a quick tempo than draw a good gate.
And he's a horse that the one thing with the wildcard race, it was a great initiative to put and give you the chance of making this final, but it is a reasonably quick backup of 6 days. Do you think he can cope with that?
That is our biggest concern, Andrew. Look, the only thing that I can say about that is he's pulled up really well from it, and he does have a tendency to over-race in his races, so taking the edge off him, it might even benefit him.
Yep.
So we won't really know because I've never backed him up like this before, but we will find out on Saturday.
And with it being based at Muswellbrook, and it'll be interesting to see what a few of the country trainers do. Brett Kavanagh, I guess, will come up a couple of days, might even be Friday with Loved Up from Aubrey. What do you do from Muswellbrook?
Because of a quick 6 day backup, Andrew, we're going to bring him down on the Friday. And he's going to stay overnight there and get settled in. I didn't want to chuck him on the float for 3 hours on such a quick backup. And the club's been really, really handy, and they've sort of give us a box there for a couple of nights. So it'll give him his chance to settle in for Saturday.
Well, as I say, those fields aren't quite out yet. They've got the four group ones from yesterday that were drawn, but not the others. So I wish I could give you a good barrier draw or tell you where you're at least based, but I can't tell you at this stage. You've worked with the likes of John Hawkes, John O'Shea and the Snowdens. You've learnt your craft pretty good, mate.
Oh, yeah. I spent about three to four years down in Sydney. Majority of the time was with Peter Snowden, and I probably learnt more there in the couple of years I spent with Peter than what I did, the 15 years I've spent anywhere else. He's just a fantastic horseman. I got the chance to get on, the likes of really nice horses as Denman, Forensics and things like that. And, it just makes you lift your game a bit.
So you rode them, and I know your breaking horses are part of your life now.
Yeah. We run a breaking pre-training establishment as well. We have a few studs around the Hunter that are great supporters of ours. And, so that's the majority of our work. And we normally keep about 4 to 6 dozen racehorses in at a time. So we can just spend a bit more time with them.
Well, mate, it's a huge thrill, obviously, for all participants that are coming with Art Lee making the $300,000 country championship final. I hope it's a terrific experience for you, Todd, and for everybody that's being a part of this build-up. And I don't think we've had anything like this build-up for a country series, have we?
No, not at all. It's tremendous for country racing, this championships, and it's only going to get tougher every year now. There'll be horses this year that they've got in mind for it to race next year.
Exactly.
It's tremendous, and there's been so much support off everybody, to push forward with this, and it just gives them small guys like myself a chance.
Good luck to you, Todd. I hope Artley runs well for you on Saturday.
Not a problem. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Todd. Todd Willen there from Muswellbrook, the trainer of Artley.